This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo's name has been mentioned as a potential presidential candidate in 2020. But first, he may be facing some obstacles to win a third term as governor next year. Karen DeWitt has the story.
Governor Cuomo has taken actions in recent months that could be viewed as steps toward a presidential run. He's hired key staff from former President Obama's administration, as well as a new chief of staff who's also worked on Republican presidential campaigns. In speeches, Cuomo often presents a Democratic alternative to President Donald Trump and the GOP-led Congress, contrasting New York's policies to those in Washington. He's appeared at rallies and events with former Vice President Joe Biden and House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
It's my privilege to be here with your very distinguished progressive governor.
The governor was fired up in a recent speech at a rally against the GOP plans to replace and repeal the Affordable Care Act, where he accused Republicans of being selfish.
We believe in love and brotherhood and sisterhood. We believe in helping one another and standing up for one another. And we don't just say it, we do it.
So is Cuomo considering a presidential campaign?
I don't think there's any question he's running.
Fred LeBrun has been a journalist for half a century. He's now a columnist for the Albany Times-Union, and he's closely observed many New York governors.
And it makes sense. New York, someone who is the leader of New York, is all automatically in a position to be considered for higher office, and that the only higher office really is to be president. And I think Andrew is the first serious candidate we've actually had for it since his father.
Cuomo's father, the late former Governor Mario Cuomo, famously deliberated about entering the 1992 presidential race, but he ultimately decided not to. If you ask Andrew Cuomo point blank, though, as reporters did recently, he says he's focused on becoming governor again in 2018 and that anything beyond that is pure speculation.
I'm running for re-election as governor of the state of New York, and that's what I'm focused on, and that's what I'm doing, and that's what I wake up thinking about.
The spokesman for Quinnipiac University Polls, Mickey Carroll, says he believes Cuomo.
He's got plenty of time to decide to run, which I'm sure he hasn't done yet.
A recent Q poll found that most New Yorkers don't want Cuomo to run for president, though they do like the governor playing the role of Democratic foil to the National Republicans.
Is he a presidential candidate? The Quinnipiac numbers now say no, but now is not the election. Now is 3 years away from the election.
The governor may have some obstacles to overcome before that, including in a 2018 re-election race. The Quinnipiac poll was the first of two voter surveys this month to find that Cuomo's popularity and job approval rating is slipping among New Yorkers to near record lows. A Siena College poll reported similar findings. Part of the reason is frustrations with the downstate mass transit system, which seems to be in a meltdown this summer. Siena spokesman and political analyst Steve Greenberg says the dissatisfaction with Cuomo's handling of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which the governor controls, strikes at the heart of Cuomo's core base of support, New York City Democrats.
He's got to always protect his flank. And right now, his flank has some vulnerability given this summer of hell, as he described it, and what's going on with MTA service.
Cuomo also faces potential embarrassment in the upcoming trials of several of his former associates, including his former top aide, on federal corruption charges ranging from bribery to bid rigging. The governor has not been charged with any wrongdoing, but he's already said he may have to testify in the trials. They're due to start next January, right on time for the 2018 election cycle. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.